You're listening to Vatican Radio. As we head into the Lenten season, Pope Francis has invited the faithful to reflect on our relationship to God and to money, recalling that we cannot serve both masters at the same time. The Pope's words came during his homily at Mass in the Casa Santa Marta on Tuesday morning. Speaking about the message of the Gospel readings in these days leading up to the beginning of Lent, Pope Francis recalled the story of the rich young man who wanted to follow the Lord, but whose wealth led him to follow money instead. Jesus' words in this story worry the disciples, as he tells them it's easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. In today's reading from St. Mark's Gospel, the Pope said, we see Peter asking the Lord what will happen to them, as they have given up everything to follow him. It's almost as if Peter is passing Jesus the bill, Pope Francis exclaimed.
La risposta di Gesù è chiara.
Jesus' reply, the Pope said, is clear. I tell you, there is no one who has given up everything and has not received everything. You will receive everything in that overflowing measure with which God gives his gifts. Yet there is a word in this reading, the Pope continued, which gives us cause for reflection. In this present age, we receive 100 times more houses and brothers together with persecutions. The Pope said this means entering into a different way of thinking, a different way of behaving. Jesus gives everything of himself because the fullness of God is a fullness emptied out on the cross.
Questo è il dono di Dio. La
pienezza, this is the gift of God, the Pope insisted, a fullness which is emptied out. And this is also the Christian's way of being, to seek and receive a fullness which is emptied out. And to follow that path is not easy, he stressed. How do we recognize that we are following this path of giving everything in order to receive everything, he asked. A cheerful face and eyes full of joy. These are the signs that we're following this path of all and nothing, of fullness emptied out. The rich young man's face fell and he became very sad because he was not capable of receiving and welcoming this fullness emptied out. But the saints and Peter were able to receive it. Amid all their trials and difficulties, they had cheerful faces and hearts full of joy. Pope Francis concluded by recalling the Chilean saint Alberto Hurtado, who worked with the poor amidst difficulties, persecution and suffering. Yet his words were, I'm happy, Lord, I'm happy. May he teach us to follow this difficult path of all and nothing, of Christ's fullness emptied out, the Pope said, and to be able to say at all times, I'm happy, Lord, I'm happy.
Contento, Signore, contento.
I'm Philippa Hitchin.